She wasn't feeling right either. Her whole body felt weak and exhausted. She didn't know what happened to her. It was almost as if someone gave her a roofie or something. It was the strangest feeling, one she'd never had before. She didn't recognize her body. Something was off, but she couldn't pinpoint exactly what it was. She sat up slowly and waited a few minutes for the world to stop spinning around her. She was dizzy and felt nauseous, but above all her physical ailments, she felt scared. Why was she alone in some random field with this guy? What had she done? This was unforgivable, and she was sure something she'd regret once she remembered what had happened. "Rachel, thank God you're okay. I was so worried about you," Benji said. "Huh?" Rachel said in a fog. "I've been sitting here all night watching you. I'm so glad you're okay and that nothing happened to you. I can't thank you enough for what you did for me," Benji said. She looked at him, confused, and said, "I'm sorry, but who are you?" Benji looked back at her with a stunned expression on his face. "What do you mean, who am I?"
"I mean, who are you?"
Rachel said, getting defensive.
"What's going on?"
"You're joking. Rach, stop kidding around," Benji said.
"I'm not joking," Rachel said in a serious tone.
"Seriously?" Benji said. "What happened to you?"
"I don't know. I was hoping you'd be able to tell me what's going on here," Rachel asked.
"You saved my life. Remember?" Benji said. "Remember the red amulet?"
"The red what?" Rachel asked. "I don't even know you."
"Stop saying that, my love. I love you, and you love me," Benji said.
Excuse me? I don't love you. I don't know you," Rachel said, suddenly feeling like this guy was crazy.
"Come on, Rach. Stop acting like this. It's me, Benji. Don't you remember?"
Rachel stopped and looked him up and down, trying to place him. She had no idea where she'd met this guy or who he was. She couldn't believe that he'd said she loved him.